Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. The Laura won, but did she? She declared victory very early.
It is my honor to accept another term in the United States House of Representatives to represent the 3rd District of Connecticut. Thank you to the voters of this district for their confidence in me. Thank you to the volunteers, my campaign, my family.
Thank you. Please drive up.
Sounds like she was going to go on. More stuff. And then Kent Pierce, or Stryker said not so fast, and Kent Pierce tweeted this out.
Hi, everybody. Kent Pierce reporting to you from the Schubert Theater in New Haven, where last night Rosa DeLauro, Congresswoman of the 3rd District of Connecticut, declared victory in the election. But her opponent, Republican Margaret Stryker, is saying, not so fast. There are still a bunch of absentee ballots still to be counted in New Haven and West Haven and Hamden. Right now, it would look like Stryker would have to win, have to get a lot of those votes, the vast majority of those votes, to win, but still too close to call. And we'll be talking about this election all morning long on Good Morning Connecticut and here on social media. You want to read all about it, though? You can go to the WTNH.com homepage.
The Stryker think she has a chance in hell of winning the mail-in or absentee.
Apparently.
Like, has anyone looked at any of the numbers? I understand if you spend that much money. It's like, wait, we at least have to count these things,
exactly.
Please?
They should, yes.
It's right. A lot of money.
Yeah. So, but come on. What's reality needs to set in at some point. You lost.
Was there a sword fight behind Ken at one point?
I know. What the hell was that?
It was Highlander behind him.
Well, he was at the Schubert Theater. Maybe there was a play going on behind him.
Right. Highlander. West Side Story.
Can you play that part again?
To win, but still too close to call, and we'll be talking about this election.
Actually, it's a relay race. Some guy dropped the baton. Yeah. Damn it!
Call, and we'll be talking about this election.
I think they're locking the parking lot gate on him.
Yeah. You can stay if you want. We're leaving.
Yeah, we're out of here.
We've been here late.
The lights go out.
Good night, Kent.
Good night.
Himes won. Courtney won. Larson won. Larson was just not even close.
Yeah.
Then Johanna Hayes. There's a question mark when I got in this morning. If you look at the numbers, I mean, she won. But they want to count all the votes, which is good, I guess, right? You got to count all the votes. I'm just looking at it. I'm like, it's not close enough.
Right.
You know?
When the reports were first coming in yesterday, it was really tight.
Yeah. I don't,
I don't know.
I'd be shocked if she didn't win that one. And then West Haven, I don't see anything anywhere about the city manager / mayor issue.
Yeah.
Do you see anything on
that? Nothing, no.
You would think that would be a top story. Come on, people. So we're waiting for Kent Pierce from News 8 to call in. He's going to do that right after he does his hit on News 8.
Smooth.
Let's talk about the presidential race. Joe Biden won Connecticut's 7 electoral votes, 583,000 to 389,000. Roughly a quarter of the state's 2.3 million voters had already cast their ballots before the doors opened at polling places yesterday.
Wow.
I like the whole experience.
The turnout in the 2016 presidential election in the state was about 77%, and we're hearing now we will surpass 80% when all votes are counted. Lines were long in many places, as we were talking about yesterday. In the early hours, it was crazy.
It was long for you?
I got right in and out.
Yeah.
And I just want to say to Oxford, nice job. I mean, they were so organized. And people were really nice. And I thought we were going to have this whole, hey, wear your mask, get away from me. And it was nice. Everyone was polite.
I was real worried when it was so jammed early that we were going to see that, too.
Yeah.
In Milford, they had a long line to get on it. I'm there for maybe 5-10 minutes.
I saw your Instagram.
And then all of a sudden, some lady walks up and goes, "What street are you on?" I said, "So-and-so." And she goes, "Oh, you can walk past this line. You're in section 118. So I bypassed everybody. I go into this one room. There's like 5 people in there.
That makes sense.
I just freaking, you know, did my thing and off I went. Yep.
But there was a lot of, I'm standing in the wrong line or at the wrong polling place.
Well, it was only one line to get on. And I guess they had people walking up to put them on the other line.
They did that with my place, too. Normally, you just go in and then figure out where your name is, where your street name is. And then yesterday, they had the doors broken up into different streets. So, Trump wins 23 states. Biden wins 20 states and D.C. as it stands right now. The presidential nominee needs to win at least 270 electoral votes. Alaska is still out, right?
I think so.
Georgia, Michigan, still out. Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, still out. We knew Pennsylvania was going to be days.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin, still out. I thought they were going to call Wisconsin about an hour ago, but then all of a sudden there's 169,000 mail-in ballots in a police car from Milwaukee on its way in.
I say, Jesus. Like, oh, right.
What'd you...
Hey, look at this. Hey, I found this bag.
What were they waiting for?
It was in my trunk.
Hey, wait.
I found
these in my basement. See?
I thought this was laundry.
What
I'm
a
such
mess.
A dope.
Let's bring these in now.
Stupid. Yeah. I'm so stupid.
It's like, all right, we know these ballots are S. We'll keep them over here.
Right.
See how we do. Ah, damn it. We're going to need those ballots.
All right. Hang on.
Bring them in. How do they, and they tweeted out a picture of the police car. With the 169,000 or whatever ballots in it. It's one car.
One car.
It's like, how did you fit all them?
They just jammed it in there. Right. Really good at space.
Right. It's like, how many boxes? It's 169,000. How many boxes can you fit in one police car? All right. Joe Biden said results will take patience.
We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote that it's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying the votes is finished. And it ain't over till every vote is counted. Every ballot is counted. It's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare who's won this election. That's the decision of the American people.
See the Midtown Tunnel?
It does sound like that. It sounds like
get out of the tunnel, Joe.
It's a very weird image to see him on stage, and there's and all of these cars are cleaned and waxed,
right?
You know, as opposed to some of his rallies where they had the cars in the parking lot.
Yeah,
and it would be whoever shows up,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
These cars were primed for election night. It was like wax buff, all shiny.
Shiny.
It looked like he was doing his speech in a car showroom.
Right.
New car showroom.
Well, they had the Joe Biden special going that day, you know?
I was
going
to say, yeah. That is a possibility. Wax
right.
Could do that.
Yes.
Just walked on stage at a drive-in theater. You never know.
Right. Biden says he thinks he'll win.
We feel good about where we are. We really do. I'm here to tell you tonight... We believe we're on track to win this election.
Get out of the street, Joe.
You know,
get out
if
street,
you're going to do this, now, as a campaign manager, you have to say, all right, we need one horn that sounds like this. We need one horn that sounds like a Prius.
Uh-huh.
We need one horn that's like, Aruga!
Right.
Clown Aruga! Car.
We need one horn that sounds like a truck.
Need like a cucaracha.
We need a train.
Right.
La Cucaracha. Right.
Yeah, La Cucaracha. it's just Latino vote.
Right. Yes. Yes. I want all the sounds.
Yeah.
I want musical horns.
Right. I want diverse horns. I don't know if you want the Dixie horn, though.
President Trump says he wants all voting. All right, let's go. Let's start with the first clip here. Trump says he won.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election. We did win this election.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm good.
A little premature, maybe.
I'm good.
Yeah, the votes, we need to see where the votes are. But they were getting phone calls, and they knew they won Florida before anyone else knew. So I don't know how they do that. I think they have spotters out there, and they're like, your county is coming out strong, and
right.
Well, they plus, ask people as they're leaving, who'd you vote for and why? And
well, plus Florida has a lot of elderly people. They go to dinner early, go to bed early, so they probably had results early, too.
All right, I think we have Kent Pierce, News 8 on. Hey, Kent.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. No real surprises last night, right? Just a couple of close races.
Well, yeah, because we don't – no surprises yet because we don't have official results in a couple of our closest local congressional elections. It doesn't look like there's going to be upsets, but it's still – we're still calling it too close to call because we want to, make sure we get all of the votes counted before we definitively say anything. That's not stopping a candidate here and there from declaring victory. But the short answer to your question is no surprises because we don't know the official results of a couple of the races that could have provided surprises.
Kent, if you could just adjust your mouthpiece a little bit and we'll hear you better. The Rosa DeLauro race, she came out early and declared victory, but Stryker said, hey, not so fast. What's up with that? Is it that close?
Well, she actually, she didn't come out. She came out a couple of hours after she was scheduled to. So she actually did wait till a bunch of the returns were in. Enough of the returns that she thinks she has won. But at the same time, Margaret Stryker saying not so fast. There's still thousands of absentee ballots to be counted. When News 8 spoke to her, which I think I was in bed at the time, but I think it was about 10:30 last night when she said the soundbite that we're using this morning, which is Margaret Stryker saying that she was ahead at that time. But by 11 or so, Rosa DeLauro came out and declared victory, saying she had enough of the vote to clearly win. But again, not all the votes have been counted. There's still thousands of ballots uncounted in West Haven and Hamden and New Haven. Margaret Stryker would have to win an awful lot of those in order to win. So she would have to win a lot higher percentage of those absentee ballots than she has won of the ballots counted so far.
Right.
But again, still a lot of votes to be counted.
And it looks like nationally, except for Connecticut and New York, all of the mail-in and early ballots were Biden people, and the showing up that day voters were Trump people.
Right. Hmm.
Except for Connecticut and New York.
Right.
Not unexpected, because it sort of became a political statement which you were going to do, right? The Republicans saying, you gotta show up at the ballot yourself, and Democrats saying, vote safely, vote however you feel is going to keep you safe.
Well, not a lot of folks trusted the whole mail-in ballot thing. That's why they showed up, in person.
Well, there was COVID.
At least that's what I did,
Yeah.
Which became a political thing on its own. Can you trust the system? Can you trust the U.S. Postal Service?
Exactly. Yeah.
Kent Pierce, News 8 is on. What about the Waterbury congressional seat there? Joanna Hayes.
I believe, and I'm not on that this morning. My friend Samaya Hernandez is, but I believe the way that stands right now is that Hayes is ahead, but has not actually declared victory as of yet. So it's a little bit like the race here in New Haven, where we expect the incumbent to win, but we're still waiting for all the results to come in before we go ahead and declare a winner.
Was that a surprise?
That the incumbent wins? Not usually.
No. Is it a surprise that that race hasn't been called yet? I thought that would be, 9 o'clock, we know.
Again, you remember all the absentee ballots that we're talking about
right
here.
Okay.
So you can project from the votes that have been counted so far. But, there with so many people voting absentee this year, it takes time to go through all those ballots.
Right. All right. And there are no nude photos of you with I voted stickers on the website and the internet. I saw a lot of those yesterday.
Those were plentiful yesterday.
Why are people doing this? So, Kent, none of that from you, right?
No, but it sounds like you've got an interesting browser history right there.
Yeah, we're going to delete it. We're going to delete it now.
You're just waking up and went to bed last night. It's kind of what we predicted. We still don't know who the president is or will be. Well, we know who the president is. We don't know who it will be. Scott McLean! Professor of political science from Quinnipiac University on the show. Long time no talk. Good morning, brother.
Good. Good morning to you boys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Big takeaways from last night? Were there any?
It's close. It's a close election. I think the big thing that sort of stood out for me is that all of the concerns that the Democrats had about the Latino vote in some of these key states turned out to be true. Latinos did not support the Democrats the way they had hoped, but it's not like it's a shock. It was just they were hoping for better. And the other big thing is, the really outstanding get out the vote effort by the Republicans. They've always had excellent get out the vote election day procedures, and it came through once again and made these states really close that seemed to be more comfortable for Biden.
I guess I base it on Connecticut, but Democrats seem like they have a terrific ground game and get out the vote, and it seemed like for a Republican, Trump had a tremendous get out the vote and ground game, no?
Well, I think for if we're talking about this state, yeah, I think the Democrats definitely have excellent get out the vote, especially in New Haven, also in Hartford. The Democrats have excellent turnout to get out the vote. But, you know, if you look at all of these states around the country, people were scoffing really at Trump's rallies and say, how would that generate more turnout? Well, you know, he gets their data when they register to come to the rally. Then they call them, they knock on their doors. The Republicans had a ground game where they literally would knock on people's doors because they weren't as concerned about COVID, and they're in areas where COVID wasn't as big of a danger. And so they got their vote out. The Democrats got their vote out, but it came in the form of these mail-in and absentee ballots, and we still have to count them. So
Right. Election's
not over. This is going to go on for
a few more days. I mean, Pennsylvania will be the stretch, and if everything relies on Pennsylvania like it did with Florida back a few election cycles ago, how long can Pennsylvania stretch this out?
Well, you know, they can take they can accept absentee ballots that were postmarked before Election Day up until Friday.
Right.
So you can bet your bottom dollar that it's going to go at least till Friday in that state.
Okay.
And, you know, the thing that I'm still trying to get my head around is Arizona. Arizona was called for Biden by Fox News. Seemed like it was a little early. Other networks didn't do it. I don't know what's going to happen in Arizona, but right now that one's leaning towards Biden. Georgia is going to be a question mark. I think that probably won't go for Biden, but it really does come down to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is the new Florida. Florida 2000,
Wow. So Trump needs to really run the table here, right? I mean,
did you say Trump does?
Trump does.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to, you know, basically repeat the performance and outcomes that he got last time. And so far, it's kind of looking that way, as I said, though, with the exception of Florida. At the exception of Arizona. So
Wisconsin?
You know, he can do this. He can do this, yeah.
Wisconsin looked like they were going to call it this morning until like 169,000 ballots from the Milwaukee area were said to be on their way to be counted. What's the range there in that state? Can 169,000 votes, if most of them went to Biden, flip that?
I haven't looked at the last vote count in Wisconsin, Chaz, and but it probably should. But you never know. What I've heard is that they can keep counting this, and they are sort of promising, although I don't really believe promises anymore in election counts.
Right.
For timing, they were promising that it could be done by today.
Okay.
For Wisconsin.
So Wisconsin, let's just say Scott McLean, professor of political science, had to place wagers, right?
Yeah.
Wisconsin, who does that go to?
I would wager that goes to Biden. He just had, and I know the polls are a tricky thing to base things on,
right.
But you know, poll after poll was showing a pretty comfortable lead with Biden. So I would, if I had to bet, I would bet on Biden.
Michigan?
In Wisconsin. I wouldn't even want to bet on that.
Really?
That good, huh?
No. That's going to be a tricky one. We'll see what happens.
North Carolina?
I would bet Trump on that one.
Georgia?
I would bet Trump on that one.
Arizona?
I would bet Biden on that one.
Pennsylvania?
I would bet Biden on that one if I had to bet.
Really?
Yeah. Now, are you gonna call me back later if I get all those right and win a prize?
Yeah,
win WPLR special tickets to a rock concert.
Right, and a 95.9 The Fox T-shirt.
Exactly,
as well.
The whole nine yards, the whole package.
T-shirt would be great.
All of our leftover Halloween candy, whatever you want.
Yeah. Exactly, yep. Coffee grounds.
So I wish I knew all the delegate counts for each of these states because I would do the math here.
The electoral votes?
Yeah, so Wisconsin, what is that?
Wisconsin has 10.
10. Arizona?
Arizona has 11.
Pennsylvania's 20.
Yes.
North Carolina?
They are 15.
All right, Georgia?
16.
Damn.
And Michigan?
Michigan is 16.
16.
All right. And Biden's in the lead right now with the Electoral College, right?
Right. He is.
Carry the one.
Right.
Honestly, I mean, it's basically for Biden to win. He just has to, you know, take back those and flip back those three really close states from 2016, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. But there are other ways he could do it. So, you know, if it turns out he does win Arizona, that's a flip. That would help for Biden. Any of these others that flip. But I think it really does come down to Pennsylvania for the win. But who knows? We might get surprised by some of these others later. It's really a question. The one last time was so close. It's just any change from that map from 4 years ago is going to decide this.
You know, I think in January people thought that this was going to be a Trump landslide, right? And then COVID came and the economy tubed and things changed. And would you agree with that?
I would have been one of those people. If pre-COVID, I wouldn't say landslide, but I would say, you know, the odds on favorite would have been Trump.
Right.
Before COVID. The COVID changed a lot of things. So I don't think it just changed people's view of Trump's performance as president with the COVID response. I think it also changed things when Democrats were in a position to make voting a little bit easier.
Right.
And reduce some of the barriers that I've actually been asking for decades, you know, the weekend before the election, early voting. A lot of states started doing that, and we saw the voters respond with massive turnout on both parties.
Right.
No-fault mail-in ballots. No excuse absentee balloting, like Connecticut did.
Right.
Where you can just get an absentee ballot, and it's a lot easier to do. Those kinds of things, I think, allowed a stronger Democratic turnout. But I think turnout would have been huge for the Democrats anyway.
You know, we could debate my points right now and what I'm going to say. And this is a big surprise for me, kind of. Trump, not a perfect candidate, right? He had multiple times where, you know, even people who supported him thought,
ooh, dial it back a bit.
The media, not friendly to him.
Ever.
And very friendly to Biden. Tech, the same. Impeachment, Comey, COVID. How is it this close? Right?
If you're asking me, I think it's this close because, like I said, I think that surprisingly, Latino voters in key states are just not coming out to vote in the numbers that the Democrats originally predicted.
And the polls.
Or in the breakdown that they predicted. They thought that they would get more of those votes.
Scott
McLean. That's part of it.
Professor.
But part of it is, you know, the suburbs. I mean, I think they were up in the air the whole time. And that was for Trump's campaign, that was really the battleground. And those suburbs are still, you know, not as strong for Biden as they might have predicted.
Professor Scott McLean, professor of political science at Quinnipiac, on the polls were totally wrong on all this, right? And they were 4 years ago.
Blew it.
Yeah.
Well, I, you know, Chaz, you got to wait until all the votes are counted.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. No, yeah, but if you look at just the people that voted early and on Election Day, it doesn't look as convincing for a Biden victory as it would have just from looking at the polls the day before the election. But you got to remember, there's a lot of votes still out there to be counted that are absentee ballots that are just going to come in the next couple of days.
Right.
And then there's going to be a dissection of these polls and where they're flawed and what's going on and why does this seem to be happening. That said, there's definitely trouble with the polling industry if this is off. I mean, you've got to be able to know who's going to vote, where to target your campaign strategy. And one of the things we're finding out that with cell phones and with answering machines, people just don't answer the phone like they used to with polling.
Right.
And they're not getting the response rates, and they're having a difficult time compensating for that with internet polling, because in internet polling, you're self-selecting. So if you want to be polled, you're going to be on those internet polls, and it just reduces the scientific accuracy that we would have had in a previous time.
The
so
Trump
things are
people,
changing. They're going to have to reevaluate.
Trump people don't trust the media, and they feel like polling is the media. So that has to be part of it, right?
Yeah, I really don't know how, there's no good information that I know of that Trump supporters don't trust the polling industry. I think they're skeptical, rightly so, about any poll. You should always be skeptical. But, you know, one of the things about this, too, is, you know, the myth of the quiet Trump voter that won't answer polls or might even lie to polls. We're just not seeing that it's that big of an effect. It might have 2 to 3 percentage points effect, but some of these states where Biden was supposed to win by 7 and 8 points, silent Trump voters can't account for that if they're not accurate in the final outcome. So it's got to be something else. Something else is going on in rural and suburban America that these polls just aren't getting, not figuring out, not understanding. And I don't know what it is yet.
Scott McLean, professor of political science, Quinnipiac University, and Ashley didn't vote yesterday. You want to explain to her the importance of voting?
No, he doesn't. I'm sure he's very busy. He has another call he has to take.
That's good time.
Thank you, Scott.
Shame on you. Shame on you for not voting. Everyone should vote.
That's quite interesting down to get there.
And it's easier than ever in Connecticut.
Okay, I didn't. You did? That's great. I don't care.
All right, Scott, I'm sorry I put you in that position.
Yeah, but thank you. Appreciate that.
Really, Ashley put him in that position.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right, Chaz.
All right,
brother.
Big man.
Right, man.
See you, man.
McLean!
I don't think he thought it would end that way.
No. He's probably shaking right
he was
now.
Getting yelled.
He's shaking his head.
Okay, fine. All right, good. Good for you.
Good for you. You voted. Good for you.
The guy in Detroit got arrested Sunday for firing at least 16 shots into someone's house after they called his baby ugly. Cops tracked him down and arrested the woman he was with, too. The baby was also in the car.
Right. Baby had to go vote, though, so.
I swear to God, AJ. I came in there once this morning. I will do it again.
Bab, feel free. Bring it. You walk in, you limping out.
So a guy across the street got the whole thing on video and said the guy was fighting another man who was inside the house. Several kids were also inside the house. No one was hurt.
I wasn't prepared for what I saw. You know the moments when you see somebody when they're thinking, but he just kept making poor decisions. 6 months, 7 months old baby. After he came out the house, he went in there thinking he was going to win, and it looked like he lost that fight, and he needed it to end it with a bang.
Wait, please, he's not he's not narrating while the gunshots, right? They're playing the video under him?
That's a good narration right there. I think he was videotaping it.
He just kept making poor decisions.
Right.
My favorite part of that.
Well, I wasn't informed. You gotta be informed.
Aren't all babies ugly?
No, you're supposed to say they're all... like,
you
attractive.
Say they're not cute.
No.
Right. But and, there's always the one ugly one.
You know, I could see it a little bit more now.
Yeah.
But when I was younger and we'd arrive at the hospital and look at a baby and everyone would say, oh, he's got his father's eyes and his mother's nose. I'm like, what?
He's got my sympathy.
His face looks like an orange.
Yeah.
Like, well, squished.
Yeah, yeah, sometimes they need a little more time in the oven. Like, I mean, they come out not fully cooked yet.
Right. The door was not that big for them to get out, you know?
That's true.
You got to kind of push the way out. So.
Yeah, he had cramped quarters, a horrible escape. And
exactly,
then,
right. Enough womb service, yes. All on yours.
I heard Ashley was a half-baked baby. Didn't come out fully formed.
Which half, Phil?
The brain part, probably. Thanks.
Yeah, so... well, clearly, it's not a good idea to call this guy's baby ugly.
Right. Or at least Whaley's not armed.
He just kept making poor decisions.
Wow.
Wow. Today.
That's really angry. I have to believe that when the person said your baby's ugly, there was a group around that laughed.
Right.
Right? Because that's the...
yeah, see, ice in the cake. Yep. Last straw. Snap.
That's a line. That's a line you don't cross.
Right.
Because if it's just the guy who says, hey, your baby's ugly.
And everybody else is like, oh, no, man. You can't do that.
No. Yeah,
you
know, it kind of is.
Or there's no one around. Right. It doesn't have the same impact.
No.
When the dad agrees with, yeah, it's an ugly kid. Yeah.
It's when everyone's laughing.
Took out the
hammer. You know? It is.
Oh, my God.
He just kept making poor decisions.
I love that line.
Put a mask on the baby so we can't see it.
All right, next story. Turbines to the rescue. Some men in Alberta, Canada, saved two teenage girls who fell through the ice into freezing water by tying their turbines into a rope to pull them out.
Those two young ladies who were in the water screaming, and it was quite a terrifying experience. Oh, the screams were like a deathly scream. It was so terrifying. It's just in my head still. It's hard to erase. It was just unimaginable. They all took off their turbines, and they're tying it, and they're trying to throw it in the water to save these young girls. So what he said was, in their Sikh faith, that it's a big thing to take your turban off, but they didn't think for one moment.
It did have a positive ending, other than being mildly cold, so very early or mild hypothermia. There was no sort of ill effects or lasting repercussions from this incident.
Those poor guys, their hair must have been all messed up, too. Like,
how long do you think about that one?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't know. It's against a religion to do this.
But when you do it, you got to do it fast. Now, do you just like kind
of pull? Wrath of God, man.
Do you just kind of pull like a top? These guys are spinning.
Right, there has to be.
I am so dizzy now. Hang on a second. Oh, my God, the world is spinning.
Yeah.
Pull too fast.
There has to be a way to, I mean, maybe you take it off as like a helmet and then do like a snap, like a whip.
Kind of like that. Yeah. Well, they had the time to get like bed sheets, like crawling out of a prison.
Yeah.
You know?
That would be something. I'd be driving down the road. I would stop and say, you know, you don't see this every day.
It, like,
this is interesting. What's happening right now?
We are catfishing. Yes.
What an amazing story. How is this not all over the news?
Seriously,
right,
really.
This
right.
is...
right. These poor guys have wet
turbines. Where's the cell phone video on this one?
No kidding.
Right.
Takes them forever to put it back together again.
Yeah.
Now Jordan wet.
Well, that's a good question. Can you wear that turban again, or do you have to now find something new?
Yeah. Right. And is it like a flag? Now you have to burn it.
Right. Is it a turban store? I have no idea.
Right.
Right.
It'd take forever to wring that out.
Welcome to Tommy's Turbans. I have no idea.
Tommy's Turbans.
Tommy's, yes.
Right. Where do you buy a turban? See, I don't know any of this.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Right. But what a sick sailor we have. Yeah.
If I was asked to vote on turbans, I would have to say no. I'm not informed enough.
You're not informed. Yeah, right. No. You shouldn't vote.
Where
for
to
it.
Get one?
Right.
Would you get it from your church or whatever it is?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how long does it take to tie that up? I'm curious.
That's a good question, too.
Because I have to untie it.
And how many of them were there, did she say?
How long is each one? Like, you have to get untying. Is like 9 feet,
right? Was
feet?
There like 15 guys?
Right.
Is it just two? Yeah.
Right.
It just says men. So right. That could be two or it could be 57. I have no idea.
And you put a hook at the end like a lure? I have no idea.
No, you tie it like bed sheets out of a window.
So what's on the end? Right. Is there a hook or...
Right.
Something like a stick or something to hold on to?
Right. Something. A glove.
A rock to throw, you know, for leverage.
Mm. What am I eating? Thank you.
But then you have to dry it out, wash it, iron it.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
A whole deal.
It's like a big noodle.
Yeah. Remember the guy at Toad's Place who did the light show? He did the lights there?
Yeah.
He wore a turban all the time.
Right, yeah.
I can't think of his name right now.
Yeah, first time I met him, I was working Widowmaker, and he said, you got to take the beer outside. It was 1:30 in the morning.
Widowmaker is Dee Snider's
band. Dee Snider's band. I was working with Joe Franco, the drummer.
Yeah.
I got to take the beer outside. I'm like, I can take a beer outside? Cool.
Thank you. Mark Bouton is on the phone now. Danbury Mayor. Any surprises for you?
No, not really. I'll tell you what surprised me, really quick. The machine vote definitely tilted towards, there's a last-minute movement towards Trump and a bunch of people. Because even in Danbury, Trump won the machine vote. Now, the problem was that there were 13,000 absentee ballots where Biden won 3-1 or 4-1. So it doesn't reflect that in the final total. But I think the day of voting, it was a lot of Trump people that were out.
And I saw that was true across the country. Do those ballots get checked now or verified, or what happens in the states where it's close?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be Trump's problem right now. There's about 1 million ballots in Pennsylvania that haven't been counted yet, which are going to lean Biden. Wisconsin, I think they're getting ready to call for Biden. So I think you're looking at President-elect Biden. And if you're a Trump person, don't call me and flame me or tweet at me and flame me. But that's just reality.
That's the reality. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Well, I heard everything's in an Amish cart right now heading towards there, so it's going to take a while.
I saw that picture. Wasn't that great?
Yeah, it was awesome with Trump flags. That was so freaking cool. I'm like, dude, I want to rock with you guys, man. I want to build a barn and everything.
I want to party with them.
Yes.
How did you spend election night? What did you do?
So, I actually ended up having to help count absentee ballots because we just had so many of them, and, those folks were working late into the night, and I really want to thank them because they don't get paid a lot of money, and they do it just because they want to do something good for democracy. And so I did that, and then I went on WFSB for a little bit and gave some expert analysis, and that was it. That was my night. And then I went to sleep at like 3. I'm like, I can't watch this because it's not going to – it won't be over,
Right.
In the overnight hour.
Yeah,
I did
some point
the same thing.
In.
Around 10 o'clock, I said, yeah, they're just going to keep repeating stuff until – Yeah.
9:45 for me, yep.
Right.
Does the president have a legitimate gripe about all these people hating on him? Absolutely. It was pretty evident last night if you flipped the channels around.
Right. I wasn't watching multiple channels. I was just clicking on websites.
That was Fox News.
What was happening?
Oh, yeah. I had the laptop going. I had the TVs going.
Had a command center.
Well, I don't know about that, but, I'm a stockholder in Vivid. But anyways, I don't know anything
Pornhub,
about
it.
So. Yeah. So what, different channels? Yeah, that's the thing. You can take the same story and watch different channels, and they have a whole different perspective.
Their
on
own spin.
Happening. Yeah.
Some of them do. I mean, they just, look, the president has brought this on himself a little bit, right? He likes to pick fights with these people, and they're not afraid to kick him when he's down. So, I think I've told everybody, let's calm down, let's count the votes, and you can't stop counting. You got to follow the law, and whoever wins, wins. We shake hands and we move on.
Yeah. What do you think about Connecticut? You think we'll ever have a Republican governor or any of these seats, statewide elections?
Yeah. So we took a beating in the legislative races, I think, and I don't think that beating's story has been completely told yet. But it's a problem, and it's a problem because we don't Republicans now, speaking as a Republican, but not for all Republicans. But Republicans aren't good at listening to people and understanding what their problems are, and then saying, okay, well, I have a solution for that. Let me explain how we can fix that. And because of that, they end up just being the party of no, and their numbers get whittled down smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's an issue. I mean, whether it's a governor's race or, you know, these congressional races, we weren't competitive in any of them. And we had some good candidates. I mean, David Sullivan in the 5th Congressional District ran against John Hayes. Good guy. Solid guy. Federal prosecutor. And, you know, he just really couldn't get his footing throughout the whole race. And it's too bad because he would have been a good congressman.
How did George Logan do? Do you know?
He didn't make it.
He didn't make it?
No.
Yeah, Logan, great guy. Great
really nice guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's got a future. I mean, he really shouldn't give up on if he wants this because he's got a lot of potential, and he's just such a nice gentleman.
The last time we had a bunch of red seats was Reagan, right? Like, he swept in a bunch of congressional seats.
Oh.
Governor, I think we already had a Republican governor at the time rolling.
Like a movie theater, all red seats.
Yeah, but I think the top of the ticket is important, no?
Right.
Yeah.
It is. And if I could just say this, because here's where the Republicans don't get it. And believe me, I've been fighting this battle for decades now. It's about winning. You can't govern if you don't win. So, you know, you may not agree with me 100% of the time, but you agree with me 80% of the time. And I know you don't agree with Dan Malloy at all, right? So why would you support? There are people that will say, well, I'm not voting for you because you're a rhino. You're not really a Republican. So I'm going to go vote for the Democrat because I know, you know, we'll get a better guy or gal next time around. And you know what happens? That never happens, right? We never win. The 5th Congressional District hasn't been a Republican since 2006 because people got rid of Nancy Johnson because they said she was too liberal. And, you know, we're going to win 2008, and Chris Murphy came in, and we were off to the races. Mm-hmm. And it's never flipped back. So I think that Republicans got to be way more pragmatic and understand that for myself or an Aaron Storr or anybody else out there, there's a reason why we win in cities that are Democratic cities, right? Because we're out there listening and responding to the needs of people in our communities, and they should be rewarding those people and not penalizing them because they win.
Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton is on. Are you going to run for governor again?
And I think my days of running for governor are done, unfortunately. I'm not saying I didn't want the job, and I would love to have that job, and I think I do a great job, but I don't see a pathway for a Republican to get elected. And, you know, look, I got to start thinking about later years in life here.
Right.
I mean, I'm having a lot of fun, but I'm not making any money.
Yeah. You need Boughtonburger.
What
whole
would
chain.
You do if you weren't mayor? Do you have any skills?
Hey, listen, I'm a certified teacher in the state of Connecticut.
Oh.
I was in high school for 15 years. Don't forget that.
Driving teacher?
What's your subject?
Social studies.
Oh.
That makes sense.
Man, I hated that.
How important is one single vote?
How important every vote counts. I've had elections
vote.
That are tied on election night. Tied.
If you were to guess a member of the show who didn't vote yesterday, who would you guess?
AJ?
Nope.
Why is it always me? Why is it always me?
That's what you would expect. It was Ashley.
Well, I'm disappointed.
Well, I'm disappointed.
I can hear your voice, yes.
I like you, Mayor. Don't turn things around.
Why do they always think it's me?
I'm not going to turn things around. I mean, I'm sure there was some extenuating circumstance. You had a nail appointment or, you know, something like that.
You were chewing gum.
Chewing gum. Oh, my God. Look at the line. Go there.
Headphones are off. You're not even listening.
It's like so windy. My hair's going to be all messed up.
At least on Chaz and AJ TV, the camera's back on her.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, fortunately, there weren't that close races. But it has made a difference.
One vote.
We're looking for a song, Mayor, to torture AJ with, and AJ in a box. He spends 24 hours in a box outside.
I saw that.
We're playing this song over and over and over. Do you have any songs that really you feel are very annoying?
Well, since we differ on Kiss, anything from the Kiss library, I think would work.
Wow.
Because I think they're so overrated, and he just loves their platform shoes and all their makeup.
Well, that's how you're dressed right now, sir.
What's that ballad? Is it Beth?
Beth.
Yeah, play that over and over and over again.
That would be
again.
The one.
Yeah.
Because his first concert was Kiss. He loves Kiss.
Yeah.
But that
I
song
know he, does.
He
yeah.
hates.
I'm not a ballad person. I'm not a one-person singer to a piano person.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here we go.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Death,
wow,
I hear you calling.
Excellent suggestion.
I always sing Death. Death, I hear you calling.
All right.
How do you like me now?
So, social studies, huh?
Yeah. All right, Mayor. Thank you.
Bye. Love you guys. Bye.
Right, yep. Love you more.
Yeah. Mayor love Bountain, you too. Yeah.
Danbury.
One vote, one person, one world.
Why is it always like I haven't gotten my nails done in months. Why is it always some stupid female excuse like that?
I said chewing gum. That could be anybody.
I like what he said, oh, look how long that line is.
It's a windy, but God.
She taking heat on Twitch?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot, yeah. The Twitch tribe has a lot to say. Very upset with Ashley.
Emma
says, shame on Ashley. 100-year anniversary of women getting the right to vote, and she didn't do it. Shameful.
Bad timing, right? Bad timing. Dad, give way.
Michelle says she lost all respect for Ashley.
Well, you have to have some first.
Didn't have time is a bunch of crap. Harry in the tribe chat room on Facebook. The last 6 weeks, you couldn't go on Facebook or Instagram.
If you wanted to effing vote, then you went out and voted, okay? You did what you wanted to do. Leave me alone.
There were multiple options on how to vote. Ashley's got no excuse.
Coat's coming off.
Oh, it's on the floor. They didn't even put it on the chair.
The bat's coming out.
She is right, though, right? Like, if you don't want to vote, then you don't vote. That's your, it's a choice.
Right.
Right?
You choose to vote or not vote.
Like Geddy Lee said, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. I don't know. I'm trying to help her.
He also said,
someone in this room has to.
He also said roll the bone, so.
I got a private message that said Ashley probably filled out more BuzzFeed quizzes about what kind of potato she is. She did voting on elections. Pick a grilled cheese sandwich and we'll tell you what Disney character you are.
Okay, then.
Hey, completely lost her.
We have an idea for a torture song.
Oh, an idea. Why not?
Charlie. You got 3 seconds. 3, 2.
Yep.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yep.
He was saying something about Disney, too.
Oh,
no. This was for AJ. He was saying the song for the box should be Minnie Riperton.
Loving You.
Oh, boy.
Loving you.
That's a different alternate version.
That
one's even worse.
Yes.
Honey. This is a live version from 1975.
Jeez, I didn't even think it was worse.
Yeah.
Wow.
How do you make it worse? Lowest pound she did.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, then.
Loving You. Again, drive-by. Telling you.
You guys should be happier in other studios today.
Oh, I'm relishing it, actually. You know, a little cold front on this either.
All right. How about a song?
Looks could kill.
She got the looks that kill.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana. Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.